Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 4, we were talking about some of the things that are left out of other versions of the Bible. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus Christ has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. That is what the Galatians are being shown here. Clearly, this refutes the Judaizers. Dr. Harry Stanley, in his excellent treatise on Galatians, makes this astute observation. He says, the Textus Receptus clearly uses Christos. The critical text that all those other Bible versions come from leaves through Christ out, just as it leaves out, and that's talking about the Greek text of the critical text, which most of your English Bibles that aren't King James translated from, it leaves out in Colossians 1:14, through his blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Let me ask you something. Is Christ important? Well, the Westcott and Hoard, who originally put together the critical text in 1881, said there was nothing major or doctrinal or of doctrinal importance left out. So, I ask, is leaving out the name of Christ important? Is leaving out redemption and forgiveness, being through his blood, leaving through his blood out of that, is that important? According to them, it's not important at all. I'm just going to go along with God on this, okay? His blood was important, and Christ was important. It's interesting. The Amplified Bible, in speaking of this, says, by the aid of God, when through Christ, and through Christ is italicized to show, it's not really supposed to be a part, but it's there. The New American Standard says, an heir through God, leaves out through Christ. The NIV says, God has made you an heir. They're going to leave out Christ again, aren't they? Stick with your King James, my friend. We've gotten some great riches out of these passages. If you've been following along over the last few days, these were great riches, and you wouldn't have got it with those other versions. They are perversions. Now, finally, see on these two verses the wonderful difference by being a son of the Savior. We see that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are involved in our salvation and in our ongoing relationship with God. Oh, that is so great. Our ongoing relationship with God. It is interesting that in verse 6, the plural is used for sons. There, it is using the second person plurality to a second person singular in verse 7 in order to show us that this is personal for each person. Thou art no more a servant, but a son. This isn't just for Paul. This isn't just for Jews. This isn't just for certain groups of people. This is not for just preachers, evangelists. Oh, this is for all who are in Christ Jesus, for all those who have, in truth, received Christ into their heart as their Lord and Savior. And since we are then sons, we are heirs with God through Christ. And again, I am reminded of 2 Corinthians 2:17. We are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God. In the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Oh, my friend, what a wonderful difference we see in verses 1 through 7 from servant to son. My friend, are you a son of God? Are you a child of God? You see, the relationship in the Bible likens that relationship to marriage. We're called the bride of Christ. Spiritually, we're born of blood, the blood of Christ. We're also called the bride of Christ, not just sons of God, but the bride of Christ. And I think there's a reason for that. And I think that reason is simply this, to show the commitment and the relationship that comes in receiving Christ. You see, some are just like the devil, that it says that the devils believe and tremble in the book of James chapter 2, verse 19. Oh, yes, they believe. They believe what you believe about Jesus Christ. He died, was buried, and rose from the dead, literally. But you see, he's not their Lord. They've rejected him. Yet the Lord says unto you, seeing that you're a sinner, you cannot save yourself, that Jesus Christ is the only way, that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. This same Jesus wants to save you. Revelation 22 and verse 17 says, whosoever will. The bride says, come. That is to say, the Spirit says, come. The Holy Spirit of God. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Oh, my friend, Jesus wants to save you. He really does. He says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants all to come to repentance. But then he says, but the day of the Lord will come. There's going to come a time when there's no more a chance for your salvation. My friend, he'll save you. He loves you. He paid your penalty on the cross. Your sin, my sin. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. That means we not only sin, but we continue to sin. God demanded perfection. No man was perfect but Jesus Christ. He was the one born of a virgin. He was God come in the flesh. Perfect man, yet deity. Holy man, holy God. He came for a purpose, to die, to pay the penalty that God demanded for our sin. Pay the penalty that his deity demanded, his humanity, his human spirit, his human body. It would pay the penalty. And when he was on the cross, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Isaiah 53 says that it pleased the Lord to bruise him when he saw our sins on his only son. God's attitude about sin did not change. And he poured out his holy wrath upon the human spirit of Christ. And he punished every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. That's why you can be forgiven. That is why he will remember your sins no more. You can be cleansed. Men will remember your sin. Men will say things about you long after you've abandoned the sin. But God will remember them no more. Right now, he can save you from the power of sin over you. And he can save you from the penalty of sin. And one day when he either catches us up or you die, he'll take your spirit to heaven, away from the presence of sin. And you can know the joy of the Lord and have everlasting life. You see, Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Yes, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the good news is, but the gift Not the wages, the gift, the wages of sin. What we've earned is to go to hell. But the gift of God is eternal life. But it's only through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's none other name, Acts 4:12 says, given among men whereby ye must be saved. In Romans 10:9 it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus speaks of his humanity. This was God come in the flesh. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, being willing to trust him and him alone with your eternity, your very being, your life. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. In other words, you're staking your total being on the righteousness of the humanity of Christ. Therefore, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You call upon him to save you. And the promise from God, who does not lie, is seen in Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, would you like to ask the Lord to save you? Are you willing and ready to enter that personal relationship? You can't get good enough for it. He saves you like you are, and he'll change you. Will you let him do that? Why not right now, right where you are, ask the Lord to save you? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. Therefore, I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, into my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, then please write us, email us through our website, or you can send a letter to our physical address. Let us know. We want to know that if you received Christ as your Savior, it's so important to us. Then get in touch with a Bible preaching church. They'll use the King James Bibles, we've pointed out. Their music's not going to be rock and roll music. And call the pastor and ask them what the next step to do, and he'll be happy to help you. If you can't find a church, notify us. We'll do our best to try to help you find one. Tell others about your decision for Christ, and seek to bring others to that saving knowledge of Christ. Begin to read God's Word. Start in the book, perhaps, of John, and read just a little bit out of it each day, and begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.